Biblically-centered kids.
Hello! Well, it's a great Monday, and we are excited to have you listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. Today is June 17th, 2024. This is Miss Danica.
And Mr. Johnny.
We are continuing our journey of 26 biblical family virtues, all the way from A to Z. We will cover 26 biblical family virtues this year to learn more about God and how to be Christ-like. This week, we're going to talk about some really important topics: taking care of our bodies and living in a healthy way. Virtue Y says we yield our bodies to physical training and healthy habits.
All right, so you might be wondering, what does it mean to yield our bodies? That's a great question. When we talk about yield in the Bible, we mean to give or offer something willingly. It's like when you share your toys with a friend because you want to make them happy. In the same way, when we yield our bodies, we're giving them to God and taking care of them because it pleases Him.
Our focus verse for this week is Romans 12:1. I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. This verse is teaching us that taking care of our bodies is a way to worship God. When we choose to eat healthy food, exercise, and get enough sleep, we are honoring God with our bodies. We should take care of our bodies because they are a gift from God.
There's another verse that helps us understand how important it is to take care of our bodies, and that's in 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20, and it says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. This verse is telling us that our bodies are like temples. A temple was a special place where people went to worship God. And now, if our bodies are temples, that means they are very special, and we should treat them with great care and respect. Imagine a beautiful, clean temple where everything is perfect. That's how we should think about our bodies and take care of them in the best way we can.
Now, let's talk about another part of Virtue Y: physical training. That's another way to say exercise. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:8, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This verse teaches us that exercising is good and important. But even more important is living a godly life, which means following God's teachings and living in a way that pleases Him. So while it's great to be strong and healthy, we should focus more on being kind, loving, and obedient to God.
Sometimes it can be hard to keep up with healthy habits. Maybe you don't feel like eating your vegetables or going outside to play. But guess what? You don't have to do it alone. Philippians 4:13 tells us, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. This verse reminds us that God gives us strength to do what's right, even when it's tough. So when you feel like giving up or maybe making an unhealthy choice, remember that God is there to help us. He gives you the power to make good decisions and take care of your body.
So, when we talk about Virtue Y, there's several things we can remember. First, yielding to God means giving Him control over our lives. It's like saying, God, I want to do what makes you happy, even with my body. We can do this by choosing to be healthy and strong so we can serve Him better.
Secondly, healthy habits are things we do every day to take care of our bodies. This can include the things we eat, like fruits and vegetables, drinking plenty of water, exercising, and being sure that we get enough sleep. When we do these things, we're not only taking care of ourselves, but also showing God that we value the gift of our bodies.
And lastly, physical training is another way to say exercise. When we exercise, we make our bodies stronger and healthier. This helps us to have more energy and feel better overall. It also prepares us to do God's work, like helping others and spreading His love.
And remember, kids, our bodies are a precious gift from God. When we choose to take care of them through healthy habits and physical training, we're showing God that we appreciate His gift. Let's pray. God, thank you for giving us our wonderful bodies. Help us to take good care of them by eating healthy, exercising, and getting enough rest. We want to honor you with our bodies and live in a way that pleases you. Give us the strength to make good choices each and every day. In Jesus' name,
amen. Let's practice yielding our bodies to God by making healthy choices and staying active. You can do it, and God will give you the strength. Remember, let your parents know they can download some fun resources on biblical family virtue from biblicallycentered.com. Have a great week, and remember to yield your bodies to God through healthy habits and physical training. Until next time!